What's going on, everybody? Daryl Frater, the club CEO here, and we have another amazing episode of the My DJ Story podcast brought to you by The Club, the number one live streaming app for DJs and partygoers. Today, I have my brother DJ Katu Change, my guy. I appreciate you for being on the call today, brother. Can you please introduce yourself to the people, who you are and where you're from?
All right, so I'm a DJ in Huntsville, Texas. I'm a mobile DJ. And I also like to do other types of events, like every once in a while I'll do, you know, like a club event. And the difference about me versus a lot of the other DJs that you're interviewing is I'm pretty new to being a DJ. And so I'm going through the different trials of learning how to just jump straight into it. And I've been involved in music for my entire life and being around karaoke DJs growing up. And I've gotten into music, doing acoustic stuff. What's crazy enough is whenever I first started making music, I was actually producing different loops, putting them together. And so while not even realizing it, I had been DJing forever. So I remember I would basically put them on mixtapes, little CDs, and sell them $5 a piece. And it would be like trance music. And I didn't even know what genre to put it into. I was just making it, putting it out there, and selling it. So I'm getting into mobile DJing. It is a passion that I've gotten into recently. I've had several different bands. And my fiance, she was working at a pawn shop, so I'd get like really nice equipment as soon as they came in. And so I'd gotten like powered speakers for, you know, I was going to use as a PA, as a vocalist. And then she had gotten a controller and a laptop for me, and I was like, that would be cool. And as soon as I started playing with it, I was sold. So it was the mixing, the tracks, the effects, and I have such a passion for music that whenever I am able to play with already made music, I feel like I get to take the ego off myself and making it, and I let it. I kind of feel like I'm enhancing somebody else's art that I'm already in love with.
I love it, man. That's super amazing. You just recently started not too long ago, but you've been in the game kind of throughout your whole life, and it's super amazing kind of you just really jumping into it, and your story is still very valuable because there's a lot of people in the same position as you that are just really getting started and investing your time and energy and turning this DJ thing into something that's going to be great and really ingrained into their life and their career. So I really appreciate you coming on the show to talk to us. You know, talk to me about, you know, you just recently got started, but give me some, you know, of the steps that you took on those early journeys to get started and how it's progressed over time leading to today.
So it's been about 2 years that I've been working on it and practicing. And my aim is doing weddings and stuff like that. So I've just been fully submerged in YouTube videos, just trying to learn from DJ Bar and other professionals that like really work the world of like wedding events and stuff like that, and trying to figure out, you know, the lighting, you know. So while I've been a musician for so long, certain things I have down, like EQing. But there's a lot of other things that weren't even a part of my world, such as lighting and even hosting and speaking to people. So right now, as a new DJ, there's lots of things that I'm absolutely excelling in, while other things are a challenge. And the thing about DJing is I've never felt in my entire life anything where I enjoy the challenges, where I'm actually wanting to do all the things that are complicated, you know. And I did a see, the kind of music that I play is not typical DJ stuff. Listening to wedding music is a whole new thing because I never got into pop. I am artsy. I like particularly things that most people can't dance to. So it's interesting coming into this world and stepping into it, because it's like falling into an entirely new love. But the type of shows that I've done before were like goth shows. So it's like really dark music and stuff like that. And I'll have like videos playing in the background that I splice together, you know, and that's just a lot of fun. I feel like I'm going on a rant. I don't even know what I started with.
No, I think it's great, man. It shows just how diverse your experience is, and that creates diverse music and a diverse experience for your audience. And everyone has an audience out there. You just got to find them, and they just have to find you. And when that happens, it really becomes people like, wow, this DJ is different. I like them. I just never heard anyone like this. That comes from your diverse experience. So I really appreciate you sharing that. And don't be afraid to double down and lean into your strengths and the things that you love. When that passion and that genuine feel shows, people recognize it. And that's how you get raving fans, people that love you for who you are. So I think that's super important, man. You know, talk to me about some of the struggles that you had, you know, as a recently new DJ coming into the game, and some of the things that you were able to overcome for the purpose of other DJs that may be going through the same thing. Give them some insight on some of the things they may face and how they can overcome it.
Okay. So for one, I've never really been good on the whole fight or flight response. So which is for a live sort of position, I have made mistakes while performing, such as when I'm trying to beat match, the wrong part of the beat pops up. And I found myself like excelling in this form of fight or flight, because it's like, okay, it's business time, get this and fix it immediately, as opposed to shutting down, you know? And so the thing is it, this forces you to work quick and figure it out, and keep your emotions out of it. You know what I mean? And so a lot of the struggles that I have been having would have to be like getting shows, getting gigs. And I do work more in a physical live setting. It is still COVID times, so people aren't getting married as much right now, or they're, you know, getting the whole, you know, justice of the peace, you know, taking care of the paperwork, and you know what, we'll have a party later. And so I'm just waiting for those party laters, because I probably prefer a reception. Anyway, the party is fun, you know. Yeah,
Last change, and COVID has really changed the game and the environment, man. You know, what are some things that you're doing in the meantime to kind of build and prepare for this time? I know you're not just sitting around waiting. I know you have to be up to some things, kind of preparing maybe your brand or your marketing or just your skills. Like, what are some things that you're doing in this time as we prepare for things to reopen?
So as I'm a new DJ, I'm stepping into it sort of slowly. I'm tapping my foot in the water. I mean, I know that the water feels good, so I know that this is where I want to be. So right now I'm working full time. I pick up medical waste. I drive a big truck. My wife does the same thing with me. And I'm working over the 40-hour limit for sure. But whenever I get home, I like to scratch and play. And I never even got into music. There's a lot of scratching. Like rap and hip hop are such a fun thing to get into as I'm an adult. You know what I mean? I mean, I grew up with like Eminem and stuff like that, but to fall in love with a whole entirely new branch of music, and as well as pop, I had to force myself to listen to pop, you know? And you know, for the first time in my life, I've got Kid Rock on my modem, on my computer, you know what I mean? And I've been against it forever, but now people love to listen to Kid Rock. So, you know, I'm here for them.
I love it, man. That's amazing, brother. This is super exciting, man. At this time, we're going to jump into a quick commercial break, but when we come back, we're going to dive deeper into your brand of who you are as a DJ.
Sure.
And we're back with the My DJ Story. I'm here with my brother, DJ Cthu Chainz. And
we're
hearing his amazing story, brother. So one thing we like to talk about on this podcast is branding. Now, you have a very interesting brand. How did you get that name? And what does that name mean for your branding?
Okay. So whenever somebody hires me as a wedding DJ, they're not getting DJ Cthu Chainz. They get DJ HP because I'm under the HP Soundcraft is my company, is my website. It's kind of like an homage to HP Lovecraft, the writer of Cthulhu, you know, the Call of Cthulhu. And that's where the DJ Cthu Chainz comes in. So obviously whenever I'm being professional, you know, we're going to do weddings and events and stuff like that. I'm going to have a prettier logo, branding and everything, but it's still sort of connected to my outlaw style of going crazy, heavy aggressive or goth nights, you know, with this dark, almost evil sort of vibe, you know? And so it's a good, yin yang, you know what I mean? To who I am as a person. I've got my dark side. I've got, you know, my light side. It's like Marilyn Manson, you know, Marilyn Monroe, you know, Charles Manson. I like to have both sides to show my complete, you know, form or whatever. So what it comes down to is I like this obscurity that comes with like this dark music, and that's fun to play. But also at the same time, I want to have my other side playing more of the professional gigs, playing what the people want, you know, because it's not about me. You know, whenever I've got my time where I play for me, and I've got my time where I play for you, you know what I mean? And so I think that helps me keep a clear head, a clear heart, clear soul, you know what I mean?
Love it, man. That's wonderful, brother. And talk to me a little bit about where you see yourself going from here. You know, you've been DJing for 2 years now, currently in pandemic, but you've been preparing and waiting for us to reopen back up. What are some things that are in your, you know, roadmap for your DJ career?
Well, I just plan on building up from here. You know, I have certain equipment. I have more equipment that I could really use, better lighting and stuff like that. And the whole plan is to definitely spend more money getting my name out there in my local scene and picking up more shows and then actually being able to do this full time. Because I don't think there's anything that I would want more, because like I said, the challenges are fun. They're worth it. You know what I mean? And I've never felt that on anything in my life. So if you mix that with all the good times, there's, you know, and any chance I get to, you know, I think a lot of what it does, especially when it comes down to branding, is it's magic. DJing is being a magician. Music elevates people's moods. You can make them hypnotic. You can make them, put them in a trance. Have you ever heard of the music ska? Okay. It's impossible to be sad listening to ska. Very easy to be annoyed and irritated, but it's impossible to be sad. So to make people feel a certain way by what you're playing is just so much of a powerful feeling, you know? And I think that that's also where I lean on with, what my style is I want to kind of be more of a sound sorcerer, an alchemist, you know? So, I mean, I think that's where everything leads. I'm not a person that believes in fate, but, you know, I think this is where the cause and effect leads for me.
Wonderful, brother. I think that's really great. And I liked how you pointed out that, you know, you have a passion or a vision to turn this into your full time. And I think that's super important. What we focus here on the club is how DJs can take their skill set and their hobby as a DJ and make it into a career, something that's generating income and making money for themselves and their livelihood. I would love to hear, you know, what do you think is going to take for you to get to that point to make the leap into moving to full-time, because this is a decision that a lot of people struggle to make, and it's hard to have that confidence to actually make that leap and make it your full-time. So talk to me about how you plan to, you know, establish that, and some tips for other people that are looking to do the same thing.
Well, I think that true success comes from a triad of what you're born with, you know, the skill that you naturally have. I feel like the next leg would be what your practice is, how much you put into something. And then I think the third thing would be just luck. And so if you're really good on the other two, you don't need that much of the luck. But if you're terrible at the other two, you're going to need a whole lot of luck. So I think for sure the luck is not in my hands at all. So my best bet is to work on practicing, and that goes hand in hand with practicing with people, communication. You know, all of this is out of my element outside of understanding music. Everything else is outside of my element of what I'm good at and what I have a skill for, which makes it incredibly more interesting to me to learn and get better at. And I have a whole field of things that I can be really good at. And I just think everything's just so great, you know? So, I mean, what it comes down to is practice. Practice with people, practice with my craft, you know, mixing the music, doing things that I'm probably not gonna do, like scratch. You know, I doubt that in my wedding ceremonies, they're gonna want me to scratch, but why not learn it? Why not have it, get it down, you know? And that's, you know, and that's why I'm exploring so many different types of music that I haven't before.
I love it, man. It's super important for you to focus on practicing and getting better, because as a DJ, that is your product. And you have to make sure that you are delivering a good product to your customers, or they're not going to want more of that product. And when you have a good product, people like to refer that product to other people that they like and know. So your product is really core of your business. And as a DJ, it's important for you to do that. And I love how you highlighted that. But on the other end of the product is selling the product and getting clientele and being able to market that product, so people aware that this product is great and they should have it too. So I would love to, you know, hear what are some things that you're going to be doing going forward to improve your brand and build clientele and be able to get more gigs, so that way you can have the income that it takes to transition from what you're currently doing to the DJing full time. And if you haven't, you know, really thought deeply about it yet, we can definitely walk through it through this conversation right here and give some ideas for the audience listening of the steps that it takes and how you have to think about this to properly make that transition, because it can be risky if you don't execute it properly. So let's talk about, you know, some of the things that you're doing now and will be doing in the future to build more clientele and to work on the marketing and branding and business side of your DJing.
So that would definitely be just, I think you kind of led me into it with the whole, it's about the communication and speaking to people and really advertising. And I definitely see it happening slowly, but, you know, more and more, with the more, I guess, comfort I have in what I'm doing, to be able to sell bigger packages, you know, I think that that's going to, definitely make a difference on how hard I'm pushing it, you know, 'cause right now I'm at that entry level. I really just want to get some practice shows in, you know, and events. I've got a couple lined up, plan on taking pictures, so I've got something to put on my website. And I mean, I think that I've got certain things lined up to where I have it, you know, set up, but whenever I have that, I'll be able to push a little bit more on, you know, just general advertising, setting up a wedding wire, you know, stuff like that. And it's really about getting some shows in that way I've got some money to help push the different things that I can do. And so I think that there's definitely a clear vision on what there is to do. It's just the time that it takes. And you know, we're blessed, and I hate to say it like that, but in a certain sense, there's a positive that comes with what happened with COVID. You know, it gave us a time to redo everything, get you know, fix our crates, you know what I mean, clean up our you know, music history, and then obviously practice, you know. And so I've definitely taken a lot of that and really tried to work with what I have.
Wonderful, brother. Yeah, I'm super excited for you, and I look forward to helping and supporting you in your journey to transition to the full-time DJ you want to be, and to be able to have that income so that way your livelihood does not change from that transition. I'd love for you to, you know, tell us, how can my audience, myself, and the club and the community we're building help and support you?
Well, the best way I could think is get married. Everybody just get married and then get DJs.
I absolutely love that answer, brother. That's great, man. Perfect segue, man. We're gonna jump right into the lightning round. Are you ready?
Yeah, let's go.
Describe your DJ setup, hardware and software.
Okay, so I use one and the same. So I use the Prime Engine on my computer, but that basically is what I use to get the music set up. What I'm actually using is a full service. It's a Denon Prime 2. So it basically has a computer built into it with a little screen. It's got the mixer and then the two turntables built into it. It's a full system, and it works with like Tidal, which is like Spotify. And you know, you can, if you're in Wi-Fi, you can go ahead and you know, stream what you're playing live. You know, it puts everything on the it reads the music ahead of time and all that kind of stuff. So I mean, obviously you want to still download music, that way you have it, you know, whenever you're not in Wi-Fi. But it's a pretty awesome all-encompassing machine. I love it.
Who's your favorite DJ?
See, that's a hard one because I'm a music lover, and I've never gotten into like DJ style music before. And so the closest I've got was like music like nu metal, where you have like Limp Bizkit, Linkin Park, Slipknot, you know, with a DJ. But my answer is going to be Aphex Twin, which is more obscure drum and bass, crazy style of EDM that really started a whole wave of EDM. If it wasn't for Aphex Twin, we wouldn't have like dubstep.
What has been your favorite party or event you've DJed at, and why?
Ooh, that's an easy one. I'm going to have to say Goth Night at my local bar. And so this was something that I had pushed for with the owner of the bar, which I'm, you know, pretty decently, you know, friends with, if not acquaintances. And I came up with the idea. I was like, this is going to be perfect. You know, Goth Night, we've got a theme, you know, everybody shows up. I made commercials, you know, using like Kindmaster for this event. And I also, in the background for 4 hours, you've got clips of old timey, like horror movies in black and white, you know, just going back and forth to each other. And then I would play like anything from cyber goth stuff all the way to like old school goth rock, you know, a rockabilly sort of vibe. That was definitely the most fun because there was a bunch of people there. Everybody was dressed up from an idea that I just thought of, you know. I don't live in a big city or anything like that. It's kind of, you know, a very country town. So to see people step into my element was amazing. I did the whole black nail polish, you know, and it was just really good because everybody was, it's like Halloween, you know what I mean? Everybody was getting to dress up for the day, and the music I played was just, it was fitting because that's my world, you know.
Who's the most interesting person you've met throughout your career as a DJ?
Okay, and I've definitely heard on your show, a lot of people have their answers. Sometimes they're like, oh, there's so many. I'm a new DJ, so I haven't run into a whole bunch of people. I have to say, it's a toss-up between my new version of myself and Captain Rick, the guy who married my wife's sister. I DJed for the wedding, and then he was the pastor. And his personality was so much, you know, kind of flamboyant, you know, but straight Christian, you know, guy. And it was such a strong personality. Like, it was intoxicating to be around. It was an older gentleman, you know, ex-cop, you know, and it's a personality you wouldn't expect with the credentials, you know. And so I definitely have to say him.
What's one thing that you think is missing from live streaming for DJs?
Missing from live streaming? Definitely reaction. You know, you can't read the room the same way. So it's a, you know, I've done the live streaming a little bit. I haven't done it to the full extent to where I'm actually communicating. You know, it's just kind of testing out and seeing how this is going to work. But definitely, I want to be able to see the faces. Whenever you do an actual event, you get to see what's turning people on and turning people off. And that it's kind of like stand-up comedy. You know what's working, you know what's not working. And I think that's what develops how good you get. Because it's all, you're internalizing, it's all being subconscious. So.
And shout out to DJs you know personally, whose stories also need to be shared on this podcast.
You know, I should have done my research for this. Yeah, DJ Slot. Man, see, I could only do musicians, you know, local musicians, like Logan McCune, definitely another Dead Pisces. And then I have my own musical project, Penholder. You know, I've got stuff on Spotify and stuff like that. But I don't really know. That's a problem. I don't know enough DJs to where I can really learn immediately. Other than my dad. My dad does karaoke DJing. So shout out Boogie Time.
Awesome. Awesome. Yeah, we would love to have your dad to hear his DJ story. And anyone that wants to sign up and be on the show can sign up at djsignup.com. And brother, where can people find you online or even in person if you're still doing events?
Okay, so definitely hpsoundcraft.com is my website. I don't have a link tree. I've got, you know, Facebook/hpsoundcraft. I've got Instagram/hpsoundcraft. And then, most of my mixes are going to be on Mixcloud, and that'll be Mixcloud slash DJ Cthulhu Chains, spelled like Cthulhu Chains. So, you know, a mix between Cthulhu and Two Chains, you know.
I love it, brother. This has been an amazing interview. 2 years in the game, but already super wise and super experienced and just energetic and passionate about what you're doing. So I'm excited to have you. And thank you for spending time with us today. Everyone, please check out my brother, DJ Cthulhu Chains. I got it now. And I appreciate you being here. He's on an amazing journey. And thank you, brother. We look forward to building with you and working with you in the future with the club and everything that we're building for DJs.
Sounds good. Thank you.